Gary, I hope you're okay with me throwing this little monkey wrench in here. Only thing that happened in the NBA last night is that Russell Westbrook just embarrassed the Indiana Pacers. He had a 20-20 game that didn't even include scoring, and the Pacers let up 152 points. Also, Melo's now in the top 10 of the NBA history. But I want to grab two more teacher appreciations. And this one's going out to Bart, and he says, "Hey, I appreciate it." He's like, "I'm actually a science teacher, and I would like to give a appreciation to Mrs. Schultz." Says that Mrs. Schultz always had her classes as exciting and engaging and made me fall in love with science. So shout out to Mrs. Schultz on that one. And then I have another one from looks like Donovan. This one's actually a really cool one. He says, "As a military kid, I moved 10 times before the age of 18 and went to 4 different high schools. I had a ton of teachers, but the one who made the biggest impact in my life was Mrs. Stoppel, my choir teacher, my last year of high school. She pushed me to be a better singer, but also pushed me to focus on viewing life as a song. There are ups and downs in every song, and every song tells a story. Some people love the song, and some people hate it, just like some people may like you and some may not. Every song / life is beautiful in its own way. Always focus on that." Appreciate that, Donovan. And appreciate all the teachers here in the community and all over the place. I know a lot of my best friends are teachers, so I appreciate what they do.
Listeners that their mom, just like Chris, John mentioned his mom was a teacher.
Yep.
So thank you. National Teacher Appreciation Day. It should be every day, and especially what teachers have gone through over the last 13, 14 months, where mom and dad at home, they become teachers as well.
Absolutely.
All right, good show today. Thanks to everybody that joined us on a Tuesday. May the 4th be with you. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. We'll be at Werner Park from 10 to 2 with the show. Storm Chasers play the St. Paul Saints, the Minnesota Twins affiliate, with Toby Gardenhire. Ron Gardenhire's kid is the manager of the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. They play at noon. We'll be there at 10. Marty will join us at some point. We'll chop it up. He's getting his hair chopped today. I think he's bald. I think that's what he told me he's going to do. He's going to get rid of all of it. He hasn't cut his hair since they shut down minor league baseball last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. When I see him tonight, I'll be like, whoa. But Matt Lothrop, Robin Washett, it's Tom Chattel. And George, thanks on a Tuesday. We're back in tomorrow from Werner Park at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.